Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Verses 9 to 15. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for today. Thank you for this chance to come together for the baptisms and reaffirmations of baptism vows. Please help us to hear your word now. Amen. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. If we've not met before, my name is David. I lead the children, youth and families work here in Emmanuel. And it has been my privilege to do the baptism preparation with five of those being baptized today. And it has been an absolute privilege to hear from them of the work of God in their lives. And this really is, to stand here and speak about this today, this is the youth worker's dream. You see, as we've gone on, we've had Teddy and Gabe, and they've been beating me at table tennis on the Wednesday groups. Alba, I've sat there with you on a Sunday morning in youth, and we've had those moments when we've done that discussion time, and you've said something, and I've said, yes, that is absolutely bang on. Yes, that's exactly right, Alba. And now we've had you at Friday Rock, and you've come with your double act, Stella, and you've been absolute great value at Friday Rock and did possibly the best puppet show I've ever seen on the children's weekend away. And then Archie, how encouraging it is, the way you've absolutely just thrown your work stuff, thrown yourself into all aspects of all the things that we've been doing in the youth here at Emmanuel. It's been so encouraging to me. And so this is the dream moment for me, because what excites me most as a youth worker here is seeing our young people and people coming here wanting to follow Jesus and growing and following him in their lives. And that really is what it's all about. And we're going to be baptizing some of us. Some of us are going to be reaffirming our baptism vows, which means the promises that were said on my behalf when I was baptized as an infant. That is now true for me, and I want to follow Jesus. Now, I don't know if you've ever had that moment, and I think we should do it today, where you've been at some brilliant, like, this is like a big moment in your life, and you've just stopped, and you've just taken in what's going on. I don't know if you've ever done that. Maybe you've been to like this brilliant football game, and you just paused with all the shouting, and just like, I'm here. What an amazing thing. And that is what I'd like us to do now, just to stop and pause and ask, right, what's going on? What is this baptism all about? And more importantly, what does God say about this baptism? What is all about? And the reading that we just read really helps us. Now, I wonder if you can remember that first time you put on a new school uniform or your school kit for the sports team. In one way, or maybe a uniform for a new job, in one way, it was just another day. Okay, it's just another day. You were getting dressed, and it's just a different set of clothes. But in another way, it was something totally different, because those clothes represented a bigger reality that was happening that you were walking into. And in many ways, baptism is like that, because it's a visible sign of an invisible gift. A visible sign of an invisible gift. That's what baptism is all about. You see, baptism points to the greatest story that was ever told. A true story about a great God. The God that we were made to know. The God which our hearts are yearning for. And we're searching. And we don't always search in the right way. But he's the one that we're trying to get to. Our hearts are pulling us to him. But we don't know which way to go. He is the God we were created to know. The one we were made for. And this God is generous. A God who is generous to his people, even though they turn from him and reject him. A God so generous that he gave his son to die so we could be forgiven, who rose so that we could have life forever with him, the greatest gift of his son. That's what baptism's about. Another way of putting it is this. A baptism is like a bath and a batch. Okay, it's a bath and a batch. So we all had to make sure, right, we get prepared to go in the water. And I've got my last bit of kit here. Here we go. Right, I am now ready. This, just by the way, this is actually mine. I didn't borrow this off someone else. This is a bath. Now, why are we getting into water? Why is David wearing a snorkel? We are doing this because baptize, it means washing. It means go in water. Water that makes clean and pure. That's what the word baptism means. And it's a picture that Jesus has cleansed us, that he's changed our hearts. He's washed the sin in our lives clean that causes us to reject God. And it's also a picture of dying and rising again. And in a moment, you'll be put under the water and taken out again. A picture of the fact that you're joined to Jesus. And sometimes, I don't know if we do it here, sometimes vicars like to just keep the people under the water for a little bit longer, just so we're all clear on what the symbolism is. I don't know if we'll do that this time. But it's a picture of dying and rising with him. Here's how the verse put it in the reading. It said that you were, all followers of Jesus, were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. So I wonder if you, as we were reading that, yeah, there we go, washing clean, dying and rising. But also, you see those little words, with him, with him, with Jesus. We're saying that we are joined to Jesus. We're going to be saying, as we go in the water, Teddy, you're joined with Jesus. He's yours. He's died for you. The old self has gone. The new has come clean in Jesus. Now, let's just have a look at the water over here. Just follow, if you can just follow me. I just want you to be all clear that this is just normal water. Okay? This is just normal water. It comes from Thames water. Okay? Me and the other clergy, we didn't say like any special prayers over it. There is no magical quality of this water. But what we are saying is that this water points to something real. It's the heavenly reality that has happened. And what we're going to be hearing when we hear your testimonies, we're going to hear of that very real thing that God has worked in your lives. And I've counted it a real privilege. As we've been preparing, we've been knocking the testimonies around. And it's been so helpful as I've heard of your hunger for the word of God, as you've seen that work in your life, as suddenly you want to engage with his word, the Bible, and to feed on that. The way over the months we've engaged with God together. And I remember the praise and worship night a few months ago. And as we've been engaging with God together, I've had the privilege of seeing you serve Jesus. And so this water, while very ordinary, we are pointing to something very real, the real work of God in your lives. We're looking forward to hearing that from you. And I've been so encouraged by that work of God in your lives and how it hasn't always been easy. And you've wanted to draw near to God and feel his presence in your lives. It's been so helpful for me. So baptism is a bath. Baptism is also a badge. A badge. And this is something we sometimes miss. I was on the tube a while ago. There were two men in the same carriage with me. One of them was rough sleeping, sort of on the chair. The other one was standing there looking as if he was about to get off his stop. And he had his sort of headphones in. And all of a sudden, the man with the headphones, he looked over at the man rough sleeping. And there he was. He pulled out his police badge, which I have now missed. Oh, here we go. He pulled out his police badge and said, "Excuse me, you need to get off the seat there and get off at the next stop." And there he was, a plainclothes police officer. And he could do that because he was holding the police badge in his hand. That was a symbol of who he was. And baptism is a badge for you. Because what we're going to do is we could just look at the water, everyone. We could look at the water, and that could be all we do. We could look at the water and say, "Isn't that a great picture of Jesus cleaning us? And a picture of dying and rising." And we could look at it, and that would be really great. But we're not doing that, because we're actually going to put you in the water. We are going to say, Gabriel, God is not just God. He is your God. He has died to save you. He's not just the God of anyone. He is your God. Jesus. Jesus is yours, Gabriel. He's yours now. This is for you. It's more than a visual aid. It's like Jesus has got the pen in his hand and he's signing the document. Nell belongs to me. Linda belongs to me. As it says, having been buried with him in baptism, raised with him through your faith and the power of God who raised him from the dead. This is true. This is real for you. This has happened. And so Jesus is not just the Savior. He's your Savior. Now, what we're saying is this, and this is really important. Sometimes people miss this. Even people who's been at church for a long time. You know, we're not saying we're the heroes. We're saying God is. We're not saying we're special today, we're just ordinary people. But we have met an extraordinary God. That is what our people have seen, of how extraordinary God is. So in these last moments, I want you to think, what are you going to be thinking when we do the baptism itself? What are you going to be thinking when we do the baptism itself? Now, I know what the tech team are going to be thinking. They're going to be thinking, am I still wearing my microphone pack when I get in the water? But what I want you to be thinking is, God invites you, if you have been baptized, God invites you to remember, this is for you. This is your baptism as well. And maybe you can remember your baptism. Maybe you don't remember your baptism. But this is for you. God has promised to be your God too. And if you haven't been baptized, then Jesus invites us, if you're a follower of Jesus, get baptized. And we'd love you to think more about that. And if you're still working out what this Jesus thing is, we'd love to do that with you. There's a number of us doing that here. It's great that we have that opportunity and that we can do that. And it's been great to do that with a number of you here and exploring together who Jesus is. Come and talk with us afterwards. And for those of us getting baptized, you know, maybe the next week you'll have a brilliant week. Maybe this week you'll totally fail and you'll feel like a fraud. But that's okay, because you can come to Jesus. He's yours, and we can still run back to him. It's your baptism. He has cleansed you. Baptism, bath and a badge.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.